Bar Halacha Sunday night.
Okay, we to sum up what we learned Friday night about Lisha, and it really shouldn't take more than 60 seconds, although it will. So, just we'll talk about Belila Raka, which was also Midrabanon, to do on Shabbos, to take a solid and through the medium of liquid make different various pieces of solid mass together in mass. So that'll happen obviously with flour and water and dough, or water and dirt and mud, or so. But sometimes a Belila Raka is formed like a batter, a pancake batter, or anything that really it pours. That's really the gather of Belila Raka. The rule of thumb is that if it pours out, it'll be Belila Raka. So if you want to do that on Shabbos, you want to make baby cereal on Shabbos, and it's Belila Raka, you're talking about a loose, soft baby cereal, not like oatmeal, which is very thick and wouldn't pour. So there's two shinuyim that have to be made. Lisha is mutter under the right circumstances with a shinui, and the two shinuyim have to be made. One is that the order of putting together the liquid and the solid has to be changed. Whatever it says on the instructions and on the box, you have to do the opposite. Meaning if it says liquid into solid, you have to do solid into liquid, or vice versa. Whatever the norm is, you have to do the opposite. That's shinui number one. And if it normally is done both ways, so according to many achronim, you have a problem. You can't do a shinui. You'll have to do it on Erev Shabbos, the initial putting together the liquid and solid. And then when you mix it, you have to make a shinui in the mixing. Instead of a circular motion of mixing, which is normally the way people mix things, you have to do a crisscross, lifting your hand out of the mixture every time you change direction. So you go that, and you have to lift it out and go like that. And then, so if it's a crisscross, you can do it a lot of times, but every time you change direction, you have to lift it up and go the other direction. That's one possible shinui. Another possible shinui is to do it with your hands. This is recommended only if no one's watching you. A third possible, and for some people maybe it's not really a shinui, but in halacha it's recognized as a shinui. In other words, only an Oda Mishuna always does it. So it's always a shinui, I guess. And the third possible shinui is to do it with the handle of the spoon or the fork. You do it with the back, with the handle, the kitzah, or with a knife. That's a third type of shinui. So that's three different ways to make a shinui in the stirring. And you also have to make a shinui in the initial coming together of the liquid and the solid, which is to do it the opposite way that is the norm, whether it's liquid into solid or solid into liquid. This is all by Belila Raka. And if these are the shinuyim that you do, you can do it on Shabbos.